Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Now, the next person I have on my list could be some people's GOAT, depending on your age. This guy is definitely one of the pioneers in rap. He started off in an era when the DJ was the main attraction, but this guy quickly outshined the DJ. The first album and the song everyone knows is Paid in Full by Eric B, the DJ, but Rakim was the man with the microphone in his hand. Even though Rakim is an Aquarius, he has three planets in Virgo: Pluto, Jupiter, and Uranus. Three or more planets in a house or sign is what is called a stellium. It's a large concentration of energy which he has in a Mercury rule sign. Pluto is the planet of transformation. Uranus is strange and unusual. Jupiter is expansion. When Rakim hit the scene, he changed the game. His strange and unusual way of rhyming and how he would even say them, no one was like him. He also transformed the game, Pluto, because you couldn't be coming with some nursery soda pop ass rhymes anymore. Last thing about Rakim, he was a Capricorn moon. One of the things about Capricorn represents military. If you listen to Rakim, although he was flowing and saying some dope ass shit, at times he could sound like a military drill sergeant with his delivery and his cadence. What's your thoughts about Rakim?
For the longest time, Rakim was my number one rapper ever. And I still feel guilty that he's not my number one anymore, because he's the quintessential MC. Like, when I think of an MC, it's him. You know what I mean? The way he carried himself, his voice. Like, remember how we talked about Busta Rhymes and how he was rah, ha, wah?
Yeah.
Like, Rakim was the exact opposite. And here's the thing that I think a lot of these young cats could take from Rakim is that you never heard Rakim say he'll shoot somebody or he'll sell dope or he was hard or he was a thug or he was a gangster. But you just felt it. You know what I mean? Like, if you were in the room with Rakim, you know he ain't no punk. He ain't no joke, as he would say.
Ain't no joke.
And a lot of these cats today, they brag about this and they brag about that. Oh, I'm a G, I'm a pimp, I'm this, I'm that. He didn't never say none of that, but you knew that he wasn't no punk just by the way that he carried himself. You know what I mean? He wasn't no joke. And that's the thing about Rakim. He's one of my top MCs ever. Like I say, I still feel guilty that he's not. And it goes back to the Biggie thing of, at a certain point, you just run out of songs. Like, if you going song for song with some of these cats in my top five, then you just run out of songs. He's just as talented as anybody in my top five. He is my number three, right behind Pac and Nas. But, like I say, for the longest time, he was my number one, and I didn't think anybody would ever take his place.
I would just say this. You know that comment that I just made about New York and Puffy bringing New York back? You know? Well, Rakim, one thing about Rakim is when he was with Eric B, he always had some dope ass beats. I don't know what happened to him.
It was the
huh?
Right. They fell out.
Yeah.
Oh, Rakim and Eric B, they fell out, you know, but that's definitely when he was at his best was he had the rhymes and Eric B had the beats, the jazzy, funky beats, you know what I mean? And the samples and the cutting and the scratching, it all together, it was like hip hop nirvana, especially that first album, bro. Paid in Full. I mean, that's like the classic of all classics.
Would you say he changed the game?
Absolutely. He did. See, the thing about Rakim was, like, if you listen to rhymes about that time, Rakim came out with a whole different approach. Like, around that time, the people that was popular was Run DMC, you know, all of these LL, all of these guys who rhymed loud and fast, and you know what I mean? It was all about energy. Well, Rakim, it was all about his words and his vocal tone. Like, I heard an interview with him one time, and he said that he tried to use his voice as an instrument. You know what I mean? Yeah. Almost like a saxophone. Yeah. And if you listen to him rhyme, it's like a saxophone. Like, it's not loud like a trumpet or the drums or something like that. It's smooth and it's jazzy and it's not all loud and overbearing, you know what I mean? It's just smooth. And then his flow, like the words that he put together, nobody ever did it like that. The only person at that time that I could compare him to is Big Daddy Kane. Because Big Daddy Kane had that same understated flow. Like, he wasn't yelling and doing all of this stuff. He let his words have the
smooth operator.
What did you say?
I say Big Daddy Kane, smooth operator. The song,
smooth operator. Yeah. And both of them, you know what I mean? Yeah, that song could describe both of them. They were smooth operators. That's why I say I would love to see. I would pay pay-per-view to see Big Daddy Kane battle Rakim. That would be a hell of a battle. I think it'd go on all night.
Well, maybe MTC gonna have to put that together. You know?
Hopefully down the road I'll be able to put together some shit like that.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.